Hi, this is Malika Chopra from Intent.com, and I'm really, really excited to speak to Austin Halbert, who won a $5,000 grant from the Pepsi Refresh Project. Austin, great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks.
Great. So first of all, I'm so impressed. Is it true that you're a junior in high school?
Well, I'm a senior, actually.
A senior now?
Yeah.
Well, good
for you. So one more year.
What a huge accomplishment to have won this grant. Can you tell us what it's for?
Yeah, well, basically, throughout last year and this year, there was a lot of violence among the youth, mainly in my community. And we're a relatively small, close-knit community, so it really hit home to everybody when there was so much violence. So I decided that the best way to kind of overcome this is through positivity and kind of looking forward to the next step. And I threw a benefit concert with the money. That's what I used the money for, called Silence the Violence, featuring some local young artists, rappers, rock musicians, country, everything. And the concert was to raise money for a club and a scholarship foundation for troubled students.
So I'm so impressed that you pulled this off, both just having the idea, getting the votes, and then actually doing the concert. What do you think it was that kind of, for you personally, moved you to take such action?
Well, I just really felt an inclination to do something about it because I was seeing so many of my friends just torn up, unable to even act like a kid anymore because they'd been affected so badly by their friends and cousins and brothers and sisters dying. And I just thought that if I didn't see anyone else doing anything about it, then I should be the one to step up.
Inspiring. And what kind of effect do you think kind of bringing your community together, both through, it seems, voting get the grant and then the concert, what effect do you think it had?
Well, it's still in effect, too, with the club and everything, but it really just got everyone together. It was kind of brought a sense of unity around the issue because no one was really saying anything about it. No one knew the cases weren't even solved. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of just an idle situation. And it gave us a chance to really get together, speak out about the issue, and raise some funds to help victims and to try and prevent it in the future. So.
And may I ask, what kind of violence was it that was affecting your community?
Shootings, a lot of shootings.
And gang-related stuff, or just independent, or unsolved, as you said?
It was, most of them were unsolved, just pointless. Mm-hmm. Pointless issues. They were so unnecessary that no one even could figure out a motive. So it wasn't like anything like we were overcrowded with gangs or something like that. It was just a weird situation.
And is the community still facing that right now?
It's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better, but throughout the summer and over the past few months, there have been not so much in the youth, but there's still been some violence.
Mm-hmm. And where exactly? You're in North Carolina, is that right?
Yeah, Shelby, North Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the club that you started.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, our first meeting is this Tuesday, so we're gearing up for that. Yeah, but we've got a great advisor with some experience in this issue. He's really helped rally the community around it and everything. And basically, we'll be doing a lot of projects just in high-risk areas to help prevent and to help ease the pain of some of the victims. So we'll be, like, tutoring kids in the more high-risk areas and raising money for violence shelters, like battered women shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And then serving as peer mentors for people who have been through a lot with this.
It's really admirable. You know, I'm honestly, I'm inspired by just, one, your age and that you took this on, and two, just to see someone who really shows as an individual the power that you have to kind of rally your community. So, huge congratulations. You know, I actually come from a family where, you know, we've been involved with peace and nonviolence for many years, and I'd love to kind of keep in touch. And see
Yeah,
how we can help you.
for sure. That'd be great.
Great.